We've got another Las Vegas Raider. Sounds weird, doesn't it, when we're saying that? Vegas Raider on the horn, Adam.
Yeah, Keyshawn Nixon joins us right now after coming off his rookie year, going into year two with the Raiders. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. Just chilling now.
Yeah? Are you here in Vegas, or are you still on your way out here?
Yeah, I'm in Vegas.
What do you think of the weather? I mean, you're an L.A. guy, spent some time in the South, but the weather is it's a little hot right now.
Oh, it's blazing, for sure.
Were you ready for that?
No, but yeah. Well, you know, you hear about it all the time, so you kind of try to prepare for it, but it's hard to prepare for something like this.
You go, well, we are coming into the first season with the NFL in Las Vegas. We've known about it for a while, but now that it's here, what are your thoughts on just the NFL being in Vegas and you being a part of it?
It's really a history thing, just being the last, playing for the last team ever play in Oakland and the first team to play in Vegas. It's really just it's not a dream come true, but it's like, you know, it's that type of feeling.
Yeah. Well, you, we might have some controversy for you. I got to get into this because we just had Alec Ingold on a little bit ago. He said Foster Moreau is the best gamer on the team. Would you disagree with that?
It's me, for sure.
That's what I thought. Now, are you going to have to challenge him for this title?
Yeah, well, we can do whatever he wants to play. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Call of Duty, 2K, Madden. They always say that, but then everybody runs from me, so I don't get it.
So, if you had to pick the game, you said you can play any game with them, but what would you pick?
Call of Duty, any day of the week.
Okay. All right. Well,
the confidence.
Oh, yeah. You're clearly into the gaming world. I know there's been some controversy lately now that the Madden ratings are out. I know that you had a problem with one guy in particular. I think John Ross, you were upset about the speed. But what was your thoughts on just everything coming out about the Madden ratings and yourself being there?
Yeah, just having myself on Madden was like a big accomplishment just growing up. You know, every kid's dream is to be on Madden. You don't have to create a player. You know, you're already on there. But, yeah, I think it's a popularity contest sometimes.
Yeah.
There's no way that a guy who breaks the 40 record is not the fastest guy in the game. I just don't understand.
So what are you if you're playing, if you're lining up defensively, are you controlling yourself? Or are you just letting yourself be controlled by the computer?
No, I control myself for sure.
Are you just lining up and covering though, or are you wandering the field trying to make plays all over the place?
It depends on playing. If I'm just playing a computer, I'll just run around. But if I'm like playing against somebody, I try to like talk a little smack so they can go at my player so I can get some picks with my guy.
Well, like is that your, like obviously you got to play in the NFL last year and have that experience, but is being on the game, is that like the ultimate of, hey, I've made it in the NFL?
Nah, I think running out NFL tunnel for the first time is the ultimate feeling for it.
That's the voice of Keyshawn Nixon from the Las Vegas Raiders here on the Athletes Doing Good Radiothon, hosted by Max Crosby. You'll hear from him in just a little bit. You talked about that running out on the field. So just kind of take us through, what is that experience like? The first time you run through the tunnel, you take the field, you're an NFL player. What does it feel like?
Okay, I'm back. I touched my ear pod and it hung up.
Oh, okay. That happens. No, just I was asking, like, you talked about that experience of running through the tunnel for the first time. Like, what is that like?
Honestly, it was more so like just a dream come true. You know, growing up, or not really growing up, but playing in the SEC, so you know, every game is a big game. Every game is like sold out. So running through the tunnel is a big thing. But like, honestly, it didn't hit me running out of the first two games last year. It was a home game. I don't think me playing in the NFL didn't really get me until we played Minnesota Vikings and running out their tunnel. Just how they started the game off, it was like, whoa, I'm really in the NFL now.
That is cool. And actually, funny that you mentioned that stadium. It's an amazing stadium up there in Minnesota, and a lot of the same features are going to be brought here. A lot of the same builders and designers worked on Allegiant Stadium. So you talk about that Minnesota game. Do you notice like how cool or how nice a stadium is when you're playing in it, or does it not matter at all?
Oh, no, it matters.
Yeah?
It doesn't matter, but you notice it for sure.
Interesting. You talk about playing, you know, growing up and thinking about playing in the NFL one day and kind of dreaming about it, but you came out of the Snoop League, right, in L.A.?
Yes.
What was that experience like for you?
Probably some of the best athletes in the L.A. County, period.
Yeah.
Playing the same team as me, John Ross, Juju Smith, a couple other guys who played college ball all on one team. So it's like you grew up with athletes your whole life.
How much does that prepare to have like guys that are that talented around you? How much does it lift your game, and how much better does it make you?
It makes you a lot better. It's a competing thing. Like, you know, I still train in the off season with John all the time. So I compete with him. He thinks he's faster than everybody, but I mean, which he is, but I don't let him just know he's faster. You know, it's just competition with everything.
That competition is what it's all about at this level. Obviously, last year you went into training camp, you fought your way on the roster by how you played so well, impressed everybody. This year it's going to be different for a lot of guys, that especially those undrafted guys that are trying to fight their way to the roster. What are they going to have to do to impress if there's not, you know, that same opportunity on the field to really stand out? There's, you know, no OTAs, that sort of thing. What do these guys have to do to fight their way onto a roster?
Really just be locked in mentally and show them, you know, what to do. You know, it's one thing to know how to play football. Once you're in the cell, everybody's good. Everybody was the man where they came from. You know, it's more mental when you get to the league. So if you can show that you can do what they tell you to do mentally, then you should be all right. Then that after you learn mentally, then it's okay. Now your physical abilities, what can you do for me now?
Right. The last thing we have for you, we know you can play football. We know you're a gamer, the best on the team in your mind. What about your basketball game? Because Coach O'Neal said you've got none.
I hope he didn't say, oh my. I hope he didn't say that.
He tweeted it.
I am a hooper. I'm top five athletic guys on the team, so I can really do it all.
Who is the best basketball player, though?
Lynn Bowden.
Okay, that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Great athlete.
Well, Ruggs, I saw some video of Ruggs in high school.
So I haven't hooped with Ruggs, but Lynn Bowden is elite in basketball. I'm not even going to cap.
All right. Well, Ruggs at like 5'10 was throwing him down as a sophomore in high school, so I'd get ready to take him on, too.
I feel like Tyrell could probably play.
I think Tyrell can play basketball, too.
Anybody but Carr, I feel like. There's no way he can play.
How are you getting my Carr?
I don't know. I don't know if Carr can play any basketball, honestly.
There you go. Keyshawn, we really, really appreciate it, man. Doing great job for a great cause here, and we appreciate talking to you for a few minutes.
No problem.